This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial on in toll-free and join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we go back to your calls and thoughts. If we get the chance, we'll talk more about expatriation, people leaving the United States. The numbers are up again. Last few years, they've been going up, and we've got some more information about that. We opened the show with a little bit, but there's a little bit more that I think is worth sharing. So that's coming up if we get through your calls and thoughts, which come first. So let's go back to Nathan in Lynchburg, Virginia, listening to WLNI-FM. Now, Nathan, just to bring our listeners who might just be tuning in up to speed, you'd called in about the law, like the idea that it should apply to everybody, but it doesn't really seem to. Like, the government agents, for instance, seem to manage to avoid having their own laws applied to them in a whole lot of instances. And I did pull up a list of some of their immunities. Have you been aware that the government has immunities, or is that a new idea to you?
No, I've always been aware of that. I mean, especially if you're coming from another foreign country and you're a representative of that foreign country, you pretty much can get away with murder.
Diplomatic immunity is what that one is. That's what you're... Yeah. I first learned about that in Lethal Weapon 2, where it didn't save the guy at the very end from being blasted away by MiGs and Riggs and Murtaugh. But let me
just... I'm sorry for interrupting you.
You also have qualified immunity, which is the immunity of individuals performing tasks supposedly as part of the government's duties. You've got sovereign immunity, which is the prevention of lawsuits or prosecution against rulers or governments without their given consent. There's state immunity, the principle of international law that the government of a state is not amenable before the courts of another state. And there's a few others, but it's the big two that you tend to hear about, at least for our government bureaucrats, not the diplomats, but ours. The qualified and sovereign immunity basically prevents them from being held to account legally for pretty much anything they do, unless it's the most egregious, outrageous, you know, thing they could possibly do. Like if a cop rapes somebody, usually they're going to bring charges against that cop, but in a lot of cases, cops can get away with murder. Anyway, go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, yeah, I was just saying, so these immunities that we're talking about here are written by the lawmakers who write the laws.
That's right.
That just seems like it's a conflict of interest, according
sure
to the
is.
Law. So, which one, is the law just this fictional, made-up thing that we're duped into following and make-believe so
yes.
that we keep order and social... Some sort of social sobriety, or is there a concept of this law that is much greater than what man has written on a piece of paper?
So I believe...
Yes and yes.
Well, this is where Ian and I part ways. I believe that morality is written on our hearts by God, right? Like, I think that that morality is true for aliens, it's true for us, it's true everywhere. Now, you know, obviously people disagree with this philosophically. This is a pretty tough conversation. But there's something out there that they call natural law. And natural law suggests that if there's not a victim, there's not a crime. Right. It suggests that your rights end when you're, when you harm someone else, that you must make other people right, that something that one does maliciously deserves greater punishment than what someone does sort of accidentally. There's, you know, these sort of truisms, I think, that sort of exist out there that the vast majority of people accept and believe as true, cross-culturally and these sorts of things.
They believe it inherently as true. Where do we disagree on that? I agree with you completely.
Well, you don't believe that morality even exists. And
I don't know about that.
Multiple times.
But no, I think that you're generally right that in what you say. I just think that there's subjectivity to some extent to morality.
Well, I would agree with you on that. There's certainly some subjectivity. People agree and disagree on lots of
it. But I do agree with you, because what you're saying is sort of in line with what Nathan was saying here, is that you've got all these man laws that are words on paper, basically opinions written by, most of the time, total strangers, people who you've probably never even met, that have written tomes and tomes of these man laws. And then there's, like you said, Mark, the natural law, the things that we know in our hearts are wrong. That's where the term ignorance of the law is no excuse originally came from, as we have heard. I don't know, I've never done the research.
12th century maxim.
Yeah, right. The reason why that's a maxim is not because everyone could possibly be expected to read these tomes of laws. I mean, even the cops don't even know all the laws. The government bureaucrats that write them don't know them all. It's an impossibility to even in a lifetime, if you spent 8 hours a day reading laws, you would never actually complete the task at just the federal level, let alone the state or the local ordinances and statutes and things like that. So it's an impossibility. So therefore, of course, you're going to be ignorant of those laws. You couldn't possibly be anything but ignorant of them. But the statement, ignorance of the law is no excuse, it's sort of trotted out as this sort of flippant thing that people say to justify any kind of government aggression against people. Wow, ignorance of the law is no excuse, you should have known. No. What that statement, where that came from was that sort of natural law, that natural understanding of what's right and wrong, that preschool level, don't hurt people concept of how to get along with other human beings. You know, if you hit somebody, you've done wrong. That's what they were talking about when they say ignorance of the law is no excuse. You can't say you were ignorant of that. But now it's been bastardized into this general justification for whatever kind of stupid intrusive laws that they want to pass. So, yeah, I think we're pretty much in agreement on that. Nathan, other thoughts you want to share, please?
Yeah, just quickly. It just seems to me that if they're going to be called public servants, that they should serve the public. And if the public has to be held to a certain standard, then they also should be held to a certain standard. And you can't prove intent, but you can prove what they did. If they did something that broke the law, to say, oh, well, there's no reasonable prosecutor who would take this case because you can't prove there's no intent there. I'm sorry, but what they did, if it broke the law, they need to be held according to the same standards as we are, the normal citizens.
Why shouldn't they be held to a higher standard?
That would be great. That would be great. Yeah. But unfortunately, they're like us. They're just as messed up. So they're going to make mistakes, whatever. But when they do make mistakes, they should resign from their position.
Yeah, they should be, they should have to pay restitution for anybody that they caused harm. And unfortunately,
absolutely,
they are completely immune from that.
One more thing, I want to just say, I voted for Donald Trump, but for him to stand up there and say he's the law and order candidate, like Reagan did, and like so many other people who stood up there and whatever, and then to see our judicial system, which the common man like I am absolutely thinks is a big joke, so much so that, with the lawyers and the J&D courts and all the other little courts that are out there, and these judges are just so ridiculous that, I mean, it's hard to imagine or fathom going into a situation where you're going to a courtroom where a judge is actually caring about the truth instead of whose lawyer is better or whose lawyer is not, or does this person have a lawyer even?
The judge more cares about upholding the interests of the state. And so whatever their decisions are at the district court level, for instance, are almost always that decision that favors the state. And that is their goal.
That's great, but I don't believe that. I believe that they have their own ulterior motives, and they have certain people that know them with certain cases that sort of go golfing with them sometimes and talk, over a thing of brandy.
That's definitely true, especially in the smaller towns where every attorney sees the same judge.
Judges
all the time
first represent themselves, then they represent the people around them, then they represent the government, and then they represent justice.
Hey, Nathan, great call tonight.
Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate it.
Yep, thanks for sharing your thoughts. Certainly a judge is going to do a buddy a favor. I mean, that's just plain old, I don't know if you can use the term nepotism, but that's just how things, the good old boy network, I guess would be a better term there. So, yeah, of course, the good old boy network comes first and foremost, but ultimately the judge's job is to support the state. That's what they do. That's why they rule against peaceful people who have never harmed another person, because it's in the interest of the state. The state needs money. And so they want to run people through the, you know, the cash register there, which is basically all that these courts are. And it sounds like he's probably been to a couple of court hearings, given how jaded he is towards them. There's people who are the respectables who don't go to court unless they're in some sort of civil case. And they don't know what it's like in criminal court. They don't know how ridiculous it absolutely is. We'll continue here. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live. But you mentioned public servants. Let's talk about that coming up. What is that?
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Get started at Dash.org. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help us create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org and get your own Dash wallet today. That's Dash.org.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more are the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
I love sporting events. The atmosphere, the crowd. I even enjoy waiting in line. Because while I'm standing next to you, the RFID scanner in my pocket is capturing your personal information. From debit and credit cards, even your apartment building key. So you'll still be paying for this game long after it's over.
Every 2 seconds, someone is a victim of identity fraud. This Father's Day, protect Dad from crimes he can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in all Dad's favorite styles. Bifold, trifold, and even front pocket wallets and money clips. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago. ID Stronghold wallets look great and even cost about the same as wallets in most stores.
I'm Wal Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
For Father's Day, go to IDStronghold.com and get a free mini wallet with purchases of any wallet order over $20.
IDStronghold.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Thank you.
Live. Dial toll free. Join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well. You can Skype in here and join us at Skype username lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Bitcoin.com. It's the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. If you want to buy Bitcoin, you can do it through Bitcoin.com. Maybe you want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users, you can get on their forum. It's always open and censorship-free, which is a problem on some of those other Bitcoin chatter forums. You go to Bitcoin.com or forum.bitcoin.com. We'll take you right to their forum. There are no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team, and that's why they're a one-stop shop for everything that you need to get into Bitcoin life. Whether you're brand new to Bitcoin or you're old school, you've been involved for a long time, you just want to get the latest news, they got a great news section over at Bitcoin.com. Plus, you can even play games with your Bitcoin at games.bitcoin.com. Go learn more at Bitcoin.com. As we continue, you can bring up anything you want. We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts, but I did want to address something our last caller, I think it was Nathan, had pointed out. He used the term public servants, and he wanted the government servants to actually serve rather than take advantage and extract wealth and obedience.
Because if they called them petty tyrants or
masters,
money grubbing, power hungry, jerks,
thugs,
people wouldn't want to listen to them. Right. That's why they use the terminology, public servant, because it makes them look humble.
Yes, and when it comes to the government and their statutes and ordinances, words mean things. Words are very important to government. That's why in legal definition sections, you will see them redefine words that you thought you knew what they meant, like person. You know, the word person, when it comes to the government, not only can include an individual, but can also include a corporation. A person, I was just looking at some of this today, a person can include a couple. A domestic partnership, a corporation. You know, these are things that we don't typically think of when we think of the word person. But in government land, in legal land, the word person can mean whatever they say that it means. And so they do this all the time. Now, if you were to actually look at the definitions of public or servant, or you kind of think outside of the box, there's sort of the propaganda of public servant. Yes, we are public servants. You know, here to serve and protect is what the police say. But when you look at what they actually do, you find out that they're not really lying to you, although the government will certainly lie in plenty of, opportunities. There's no punishment to them generally for telling lies. But in this case, they're actually being honest. The word public is another word for government. They'll always talk about the public. They're not talking about you and I.
Right.
They're not talking about the members of the mass of body politic or whatever. They're talking about them.
The state's attorney represents the public, right?
He represents the state.
Public school is a government school.
It's government school.
Right.
Exactly. So public, whenever you see try it. Whenever you see them using the word public, just think, oh, that means government. And plug the word government in there instead, and it'll all start to make more sense. So who are they serving? They're serving the state. The government bureaucrats at the DMV aren't. They call you a customer, but that's just BS. They're there to extract wealth and obedience from you in service of the state. They're giving you a driver's license not because they care about you being safe on the roads. It's because they want to know who you are. They want you to be obedient, and they want you to pay them. That's right. What they want.
A driver's
because any
license.
Monkey who can, drive a car can get a driver's license. A chimpanzee would be able to get a driver's license. It's such an easy thing to do. I remember that from when I was a teenager. I was shocked at how easy the driving test was.
Yeah, a driver's test is, a driver's license is a way for the state to get some money and for them to be able to pull it away.
To take the privilege.
Right, to take away the privilege to drive.
Because that's control. And
yes.
They want control over you. Because, again, a servant is not someone who wants to control their master. It's supposed to be the other way around. If they were serving you, they would do what you said. If you walked into the DMV, almost everyone who walks into the DMV here in Keene, New Hampshire, gets told no the first time up. There's almost always some sort of little mistake that they made. They forgot, document A or document B or whatever. And you almost always have to go home and, jump through some arbitrary hoop before you can come back. And maybe you'll get it right the second time. a servant would be like, oh, well, excuse me, let me see if I can do something to help you with this, and let's see if we can just get this through anyway. You got most of what you need. That's good enough. I'm your servant here. I'll do whatever it is I can.
I'm here to take your money to give you a piece of paper so you can do what you want.
I'll do whatever it is I can to help you. No, they want to do whatever it is they can to tell you no so you can go away and come back later.
Right. These muprons up here that in Keene's DMV, they couldn't understand the dinghy that we bought for our boat. This is an inflatable boat. It's about 8 feet long.
You have to go to the DMV if you have a boat?
Yes. If you have a motor on it, you need to get some kind of licensure for it and put stickers on the side and that whole thing. We were going to do it up here in New Hampshire. Well, they decided that we had to get something from the manufacturer. The manufacturer of the boat that we bought at, like, West Marine or something like that, because they decided that the serial numbers doesn't fit here and the blah, 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 blah. We went down to Florida, registered it down there. Thanks.
Got her done.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Yeah, and look at the cops. Protect and serve? Who? Who are they protecting and serving? It's certainly not us, generally. Now, every now and then, they'll go after a real bad guy. But a lot of times, they're going after pot smokers, underage drinkers, people who are running through a stop sign or whatever.
When you say running through a stop sign, I want them to get the people to run through the
rolling
stop sign.
Through a
it's
stop
the
sign.
Rolling through the stop sign. The people that sort of drive normally and then get tickets for it really kind of bug me, especially if you just put a video camera outside the police station.
Drive like how they drive, which they roll through stop signs all the time.
People who drive like they drive get tickets.
Yeah. So, again, they're there to serve themselves. They're serving their masters in the state government. They're serving their city councilors. They're serving the police chief. But they're certainly not serving you for the most part. If they do, it's only for image. If they do, it's only to, paper over and distract you from what they're really doing, which is ruling over you and extracting your wealth and obedience. So that said, let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Veronica is on the line, listening in Philadelphia via YouTube. Go ahead, Veronica.
Hi there. I'm a fairly new listener.
Welcome.
And you guys are on fire tonight. I'm loving the topics and the flow of the show. My boyfriend Jeremy turned me on to the show, so I know he's listening to you while at work.
All right.
Anyway, yes, I kind of want to tag on to the previous caller. He was kind of voicing maybe his opinion about the flow of the show, and perhaps you and Ian and Mark were fighting. Yes. I read a lot with Daryl, so I almost called you Daryl, but anyway. I don't think I can understand the caller mentioning like, why are you guys fighting? Because as a new and infrequent listener, sometimes the semantical arguing might be a little bit cringy, but I understand that it's, all sides. And so I thought to myself, well, what is the mission statement of the show? So I look on your website and went to about the show. What is Free Talk Live? Would you guys identify that as your main mission statement for the show, or do you have your own mission statement elsewhere?
Geez, I don't even know what that thing says.
I think that just more talks about what the show is. Like, it's an open phone show. I don't have it in front of me at the moment, but if you want, stand by, Veronica. I don't know. We definitely have a mission. I just don't know if that's on that page. Let's talk about that. Come up here. What is the mission of Free Talk Live? It's Free Talk Live.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, dial on in, toll free here. Our number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and we invite you to Skype into the show here at username lrn.fm. Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are fast, or can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. You can find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why. As we go back to Veronica, listening in Philadelphia on our YouTube feed at cam.freetalklive.com, you were asking about our mission statement for Free Talk Live. You've gone to our About the Show page on the website, which does kind of talk about, just now pulling it up here, it does talk about what Free Talk Live is as an open phones panel discussion with a variety of hosts, and, you know, that we're pro-liberty. But I don't know if I would consider that a mission statement. I would say that the mission, and maybe we each have our own missions here on Free Talk Live, but the mission generally for me is to spread the ideas of liberty and peace as far and as wide as possible. That's what we do here, and you know, Veronica, you're welcome to share more of your thoughts.
Yeah, you know, I like how you said it. You know, you said your version of your own mission statement. You know, your show is called Free Talk Live. You know, to even grasp freedom, you know, it's, you know, the masses, you know, a lot of people, I consider myself one of the masses, well, we are masses, to even think about. So you have your mission statement, and perhaps the other gentleman has his own mission statement. So there's no construct to the show. It's a free show. So, you know, I like where you're coming from there. So,
Mark, what do you think about missions?
Pertaining to the previous caller, you know, maybe he's coming from a place where he likes more structure, or maybe it's to assume that the mission is for you to gain more listeners or to perhaps get people.
Now, which caller are you talking about? The one that was upset? You're talking about the one that was upset that me and Mark have arguments from time to time? That one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think that what he was, so, you know, Free Talk Live to some extent is kind of a pro wrestling match, right? Like Ian and I argue, and we argue off the air too. You know, we were a bit mismatched of an odd couple getting on the air in the first place. And it's not like this
makes the show great.
Yeah, we have a synergy. All the consultants tell us, so I'm going to have to agree with it. And it's kept me from strangling throughout the years. But, you know, I mean, it's if you pick a side, right, you pick generally when people listen, they have a favorite. And so, you know, it's not like it's not like I've never been, somebody's never called in and scolded me for taking Ian to task on some issue or another.
And some people's favorites are Daryl, by the way. So some people, yeah, you know, prefer Daryl or some of the other hosts.
Daryl's brilliant.
Everybody's got their own preferences.
Indeed.
So. And that's one of the nice things about Free Talk Live is that it's not the Ian and Mark show. It never was called anything but Free Talk Live. And the reason why I decided that when I created the show was because I didn't want to have a show about a personality like every other talk show out there. I mean, almost every other talk show in the talk radio business and syndicated talk is the name of the host show. You know, whatever the name of the host is, show, and that's the name of their show. And that means that when that host, you know, dies or, you know, decides to quit or whatever, then that show's over. And Free Talk Live, I wanted to be bigger than that. I wanted it to be bigger than just one or two of the people on the air on that program. I wanted it to transcend those people, whether they would continue to be involved or not. And there was a time, Mark, where you were off the show for like a year or something in the early days, and then you came back on board a little bit later on, and Free Talk Live was still Free Talk Live when you weren't there, and Free Talk Live is still Free Talk Live when you go on your vacation in the wintertime, and so it's really just a concept of freedom, discussion, generally is the overarching viewpoint on the air, but also open phone, so anyone can call about anything, whether it's pop culture or relationships or the issues of the day.
If they want to make us look dumb, they can call in about sports.
There you go. But not Daryl. He knows
he
lot about sports. Veronica, anything else you want to share tonight?
Well, no, right on. Thanks for taking my call. But, yeah, it's sometimes the semantical arguments do, like I said, as a new listener, listening here and there. I don't know. You already told me some of your mission statement. I know you're not here to gain fans. You're here to inform people, teach people about liberty and, you know, that they didn't even know that they really had.
And I agree with you. I don't look to gain fans. I personally don't like being out on Front Street, even though I'm the host of the show, one of the main hosts of the show. I only do it because I felt like it was something that needed to be done. We do want to gain listeners. We do want to gain people listening to these ideas, because if we're just talking into an echo chamber with the same dozen people, then that doesn't work. That doesn't spread the ideas of peace and liberty. But I don't care if somebody's a fan. I just want them to listen to the show. Now, I would like for the best listeners, the most dedicated ones, to support the show so we can help expand Free Talk Live. But fan is short for fanatic. They, you you know, I don't really care whether somebody's a fan of me or not. In fact, a lot of people listen to the show and they don't like me, or they don't like Mark, or they, you know, they like one or the other, or not both. And to me, that doesn't matter. Whether they're listening is really the ultimate question. And if they're dedicated listeners, we would like to ask them to support the show so we can gain more listeners. I don't care about fans.
Yeah, when it comes to semantic arguments, you know, this is one of the difficulties, is that the words control people. They are shackles by which we are bound. And
very true.
So I like to, you know, I like to get those words defined in a way that we can, you know, clearly speak about what it is that we're saying. It's one of the reasons that I don't like to say public school. I like to say government school. It's one of the reasons I say taxation is theft. Sure, it's a form of extortion as opposed to theft, but extortion is a portion, is a type of theft. So I like to use terms that are very clear. Recently on the show, Ian and I have disagreed on what the term libertarian means.
Not just recently. That's an ongoing argument.
Well, it's been the most recent of arguments, of semantic arguments that we've had.
Okay.
But yes, we have had that argument going on for a very long time. And, you know, I think that it's, I think it's an argument worth having, because I feel like excluding people based on the one's a very tight definition of the word libertarian is elitist. It is insulting, and it drives people away from the movement. Ian, on the other hand, is like, well, we've got to just hoard all the words to mean one thing. If we could just mean puppy dogs to mean people who believe in non-initiation of force, then we'd have that much more of a victory. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Veronica, thanks for sharing your call and thoughts tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And whatever, you know, the viewpoints of the hosts happen to be, having those arguments allows people to make a decision. You know, they can analyze different viewpoints about a thing, whether it's a word or a larger issue or discussion, and they can decide, oh, that one makes the most sense to me, and, you know, come on board with that viewpoint. And that's one of the things that we do well here, is we present alternative viewpoints that what you normally don't hear on talk radio. And, of course, we also have a podcast, so people that want to listen to us online can go to freetalklive.com. And actually, if you go to feeds.freetalklive.com, that'll take you to our list of different RSS feeds that you can then pop those into your favorite podcast client. And there's a bunch of those, and almost all of them are free. So you can then download the episodes of Free Talk Live at your leisure. And, you know, we were just talking this weekend, Mark, when we were at the Tucker's conference about, you know, we're always kind of analyzing what we don't do and do and, you know, don't do as well as we could. And we haven't really been talking about our podcasts. You know, we just sort of take it as for granted that, oh, they'll go to the website and figure it out. Well, you know, some of our radio listeners only get us live on one or two nights a week. And if you want to get every single show, that is another way to download.
And it doesn't cost you anything like it does just about every other show out there.
That's true. A lot of those other shows charge for access to their website, and ours is free over at freetalklive.com. We'll continue here with the remaining moments on the way.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. You dial on in toll-free, take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever is on your mind. In these remaining moments, we still have enough time for you if you dial in right now at 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well. It's Skype username lrn.fm. It's Ian and Mark in the studio here tonight, and also want to let you know about our Patreon that just started up, and honestly, I've been so busy, I really meant to kind of do a rollout with some promotion on social media for this, but I just haven't had time or made the time to do that yet. So we'll talk more about the Patreon over time, but it is a way for you to support LRN.FM. We've broken away the LRN.FM support from the Free Talk Live AMP program, and the Free Talk Live AMP program, which is at amp.freetalklive.com, for $5 a month allows you to support Free Talk Live's expansion. It used to be both Free Talk Live and LRN, but we broke off LRN and its satellite feeds, which we have over Africa, sub-Saharan Africa, so the majority of the continent there, and then also in North and Central America. So we've got two satellites broadcasting internationally, not just Free Talk Live, but dozens of liberty-oriented shows that are different from Free Talk Live that some people will like better or worse. So you can always go to lrn.fm to listen to the Liberty Radio Network, but if you want to help other people in other countries hear it over free-to-air satellite, you can go to patreon.lrn.fm and get behind the satellite fundraiser. There's a little three-minute video that kind of shows you where we're currently broadcasting and how we're touching people's lives, in, for instance, in Cameroon, Africa, with the message of liberty and peace. So if you want to help us out, it's a $2 Patreon thing. There's not a whole bunch of options, just $2, or if you want, you can throw $450 or $500 at it and then sponsor an entire satellite channel.
Be great.
But we're only asking for $2. So if you think it's a cool idea that people in some of the poorest, most oppressed countries on Earth are able to hear the ideas of liberty, and you think that's worth $2 a month, then please go to patreon.lrn.fm. Or if you're not sure and you want us to pitch you a little further on it, go to patreon.lrn.fm, and you will learn more there as we go to your calls and thoughts. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's Sarah in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, it was announced this morning that about 30 malls across the country are going under.
Yep.
So the way that they're going to rescue them is to build apartment complexes, colleges, churches, and medical centers right in the shopping center. So that happens to be the saving part of the shopping centers.
Now, is that 30 malls expected to close this year, this quarter? I mean, what time frame? Because we know that malls are closing all the time over the last couple of decades, and it's been accelerating, I think, more recently.
Yeah, I think it'd be a great opportunity to do some alternative housing arrangements because it would be kind of nice to be able to walk to the places that you need to get the stuff, like, you know, get stuff. That would be kind of cool. But people aren't going to malls. Malls are full of expensive clothes and jewelry you don't need and just all kinds of things. Whenever I go, generally when I go shopping, I'm wandering around wondering, why am I here?
I don't need any of this crap.
Right? I just don't need anything there. But, you know, the things that I do need, groceries and, you know, every once in a while medical and, you know, a good pair of walking shoes, I'm interested in those things.
So, I don't know. That's what they are doing. They're incorporating like I said, medical centers and churches, colleges and apartment complexes. And I think
they're changing their business model. You think what? Go ahead.
I think it has saved the malls. It has been saving the malls.
It's too early to say. It's too early to say. Now, what is happening and the reason why they're doing that is because it's getting untenable for these high-end stores to sell products when nobody is walking through these shopping centers anymore. I'm making general statements. Obviously, there are still some malls that are still in business, but a lot of them have closed, and they've, you know, had a difficult time in this new economy where people are able to just go to, you know, shop.freetalklive.com and order whatever they want through Amazon and have it delivered to their door. Why bother going into a shopping mall and having to deal with the parking and having to deal with the high prices and, you know, the ridiculousness, the teenagers? there's so many reasons not to go to the mall. And so basically they're running out of prospects as far as stores that they can have in these places. They're having to lower their rents. And as a result of that, they have to open up the options to more mom-and-pop shops, to, like you were saying, churches and other organizations, schools that just need space. So they're turning malls from this sort of elite shopping destination to just a place that has people who want to rent a space. And it's a different time for mall management, those few that are still left. Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight here. If you want to join us, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You know, there's a lot of overhead to running an operation like a mall. You've got to keep that thing air-conditioned and cooled.
Yeah,
or heated. It is costly.
But it's already built, and it's likely paid for itself. So, you know, at some point or another, a building owner has to come to the realization that, you know, this thing isn't going to make the kind of money that it was making back in
the
1980s, right? Like,
yep.
The mall was the place to go,
yep.
When we were younger, but I, you know.
Not so much anymore.
No, I mean, you know, I haven't been to Camelot Music in a really long time.
Do you think they even exist?
I can't imagine that they do.
Record stores are really more of an anachronism at this point. It's interesting, too. There's some really fascinating photos out there. If you search for, like, old mall pictures or overgrown mall pictures.
Yeah, there's a lot of them out there.
There's somebody who did a photographic journey or whatever. They took a bunch of pictures, probably from different photographers, but of inside these old abandoned malls, and it's just like, you know, something that you'd see in Blade Runner or something, right? Like some sort of weird dystopian future where the mall is like overgrown with plants. You know, all the plants that they had in there, well, they just let them go, and they've taken over in some of these malls. You know, broken windows, because, you know, teenagers or whoever, bums, are getting in there and they're living there or they're causing trouble. And so, you know, they've been just destroyed on the inside. Yeah. And plants growing everywhere. I mean, it's just crazy to look at. Now, a lot of them have been taken down. So the photos were taken over the last couple of decades, like for instance, before they've just been razed to the ground. But ultimately, it is fascinating to look at these things that were iconic places where everyone went to. At some point in time, all of these malls were bustling with activity and people and, you know, stores and guards and, you know, the food court, and now they're just empty.
Yeah, or in some cases, just you're watching them slowly die there. Like,
yeah,
there's
that's got to be hard.
The employees are standing around wondering, what am I doing here?
Yeah, how long do you have left?
Right.
Is another important question. We saw it happen here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we live. There's a little teeny mall that existed, and it was busy. I remember when we moved here in 2006, place was pretty hopping. There were a lot of stores in there, and it was, you know, it's like a miniature mall. It had a little teeny food court and bathrooms, and sort of had everything that a mall is supposed to have, a couple of anchor stores, restaurants. But over the years, it's just fallen off as far as people going in there. And the stores started to go out of business, or they'd move to, like, Main Street, where they would get more walk-by traffic, and nothing would replace them. And finally, the company that owned that building sold it off to, like, a holdings company or something that was sort of a management company that bought it for cheap. And they lowered the rents. They tried to bring new people in, tried to, bring it back to its glory days, and they failed. And now they are turning it into residential. They're completely turning it into residential, is what I understand from what the plan is there. And it's over. Experiment's done. And that's not an uncommon story for malls all across the United States. It's fascinating.
Well,
look at it.
Some genius is going to figure out what to do with all that particular retail space, and I sincerely...
Some of them decided to tear it down and put something else in its place.
Yeah, in some cases, that's probably the right thing to do.
It's probably more efficient. Like, if you're going to have a strip mall, then you don't have to pay to, you know, air condition the hallways, right? And all those big common areas where people would walk around.
I feel like you can...
That's wasted space.
If the building exists already, though, I mean, the bones are there.
It seems like, yeah, it seems silly to knock them down.
It seems like you could stack up residential in there and then outfit half of the mall in retail, and then people could be close to the stores that they might want to use at a given time. That would be attractive to me. It also provides a level of security. Your regular home can be sort of burglarized much more, and home invasions much more easily than they can in many cases condominiums with doors and that sort of thing.
We'll put the story up on our Facebook and Twitter about the expatriation, which we never really got back to. So for those of you who wanted to see the numbers on how many people are leaving the United States and their reasons why, we'll put that up on our Facebook and Twitter at your leisure. You can check those out, and don't forget to get online with us over at freetalklive.com. You can grab archives and the podcast, get interactive with other listeners and more there, and we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.